Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
If there was a possibility, it's probably over. It doesn't appear as though Mo is going to be kicking field goals for the Atlanta Falcons anytime soon. Is it your kicking foot or is it your plant foot?
It's not. It's my plant foot.
Oh, so you still got a shot.
Still got a shot. Yeah. At least I didn't have to hobble on my good foot. But yeah, man. For those who don't know, yeah, I have gout, and I had my first flare-up ever before we left for vacation. And if you don't know what it is, it's basically when uric acid causes arthritis in your joints. I have learned, and normally it attacks your foot, but it really can attack your joints anywhere in your body.
So uric acid, are there specific food? Isn't it a seafood thing that most people, like, if you eat a lot of seafood?
It doesn't have to be. That's one of the main causes of it. Usually it's either seafood, they say beer, or dark alcohol, or stress are the main causes of flare-ups for gout. And it tends to attack men, usually around like their late 30s or higher, but it can happen to women, and it can happen to men earlier as well. But they really don't know how to pinpoint exactly what happened to me. It literally came from out of nowhere. Like, and that's why I knew it was weird. Because if I was working out at the time, I might have just thought I tweaked something or I twisted something by accident. But I wasn't. I wasn't doing anything physical to where my foot should hurt half as much as it did. And I went to sleep. I believe it was Wednesday night. Everything was completely normal. And in the middle of the night, I started to feel like this really, really sharp pain. This pain that was so painful that even if you put the sheet like over your foot, you could feel it. That kind of pain. And I have a pretty high tolerance for pain. So normally pain doesn't really make me wince or even like yell a little bit. But it did. Like when I went to step on it, I couldn't walk. And I was like, oh, something's not right. Like this is different. And so I came into work that day, which I later, when I went to the doctor, she was like, yeah, that was stupid. I don't know why you did that. But I genuinely thought like, oh, I must have just tweaked something, but I'll be all right.
And it does feel strange calling in and saying, hey, I can't come in today. My foot hurts.
Right. Like, I can't walk. Like, what happened? Right. And I couldn't even explain what happened. The only reason I kind of had a feeling what I was going through is because one of my best friends has gout. And I've seen him have flare-ups. And he's been down. Like he'll get it maybe twice a year. He'll have a flare up and he can't walk. It's kind of the same thing. He's had to cancel vacations just because he's like bedridden. And I always thought he was exaggerating. I used to actually make fun of him. Like, it can't be that bad. And no, I was wrong. Gout is by far the most painful thing I've ever experienced.
The two guys that I've known in the past that have had it are so opposite of what you are. They were heavy guys. They lived on the coast, so they were eating a lot of seafood and big time beer drinkers. It was everything you're not.
Exactly. So what my doctor told me was she believes that it definitely came from stress. When I explained to her what the last couple of weeks of my life looked like, she was like, you have to stop stressing yourself. My blood pressure is high. I'm pre-diabetic. I got all this stuff going on now. And she was like, this is the part of your life where you need to make some changes. And it was hard to pinpoint exactly where it came from because normally I don't drink dark liquor, but I did have a lot of dark liquor because it was all they had at my sister's event. And I normally never do that. So I'm like, it could have been that. I also did have seafood that week, a couple nights before at the Atlanta Hawks game. I ate some jerk salmon, which I never had before in my life. It could have been that. or it literally could just be the stress that I've been experiencing.
Did the doctor say, I mean, because it seems to me like this is a long-term thing. Like, you'd have to be eating a lot of seafood, and you'd have to be drinking dark liquors for a long period of time. It's not like one night is going to do it.
Well, no, it depends, right? Like, you really? Can, yeah, it can happen out of nowhere. Like, it can literally just be stress. It doesn't have to be seafood, I've learned. It doesn't have to be anything that you're actually in taking. You can stress yourself so much to the point where you can give yourself a gout flare-up.
Damn.
And apparently that's what I've done. It's the first one ever. I've never had one before. But as soon as I went to urgent care and she started looking at my foot and trying to move it, she knew. She was like, you can go see a physician, but this is gout. Like, we deal with gout all of the time. She said she was 90% sure, so they gave me, like, the steroids for it. And then I felt fine. It's like, she said give it 3 days, which she was spot on. The first 3 days are excruciating pain, like excruciating pain, to where you don't even want to put any type of pressure on it whatsoever. And then that third day, I was fine. And the fourth day, I was normal, completely back to normal. Like, I never had it, like nothing was there. And every once in a while, I might tweak my foot where I could kind of feel it, but it nothing like that flare up. So from now, the thing is, it's been a while. It's been a long time coming. I've needed to adjust my lifestyle for my heart, for other reasons. And I just was living in this space of, I'll be fine. I have time to get it together. And no, I do not. The guy told me, now's the time, buddy.
So what adjustments are you making?
Well, I don't want to give up seafood. So I told, what I will do is, I'm not drinking dark alcohol anymore. That's a wrap. My drinking, I'm going to cut down, like, to the point where if I'm not celebrating something, I'm not having a drink. That's just over for me. Like, and when I do celebrate something, I'll have a drink, maybe two. I'm not going past two drinks at any point ever again in life. This is a promise I've made myself, no matter what. And I even feel like I'm lying to myself when I say it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But I have to do it now. I don't want to experience that anymore. Seafood, I really don't eat that much. So I feel like if I cut alcohol out of my diet, if I stop stressing...
Let's stop there right there.
That's because, what I want to ask about.
Yeah, I feel like you're focusing on the more superficial stuff.
Right.
I mean, the real work here is going to be, what are you going to do to de-stress yourself? I mean, because that's where, in my opinion, and I'm no doctor,
right,
but I do have ChatGPT. to me, if you're laying it all out there, you've been stressed for a long time. You've had a lot of things go on in your life.
For sure.
That have been very stressful. So that's where the real work is, man. And that ain't easy.
I really been thinking about this for these last few days of that's the way I internalize everything. Right. And I think that's my issue is when things happen to me in my life, I stress over it as if I caused it. If that makes sense. Like, you know, things that are out of your control, 3 deaths in a week. And I'm taking all of this on. Like, I did something to deserve it, or like I did something for it to happen. And I think that's why I stress myself out so much. Or I live with regret a lot. I'll go over things that I've done and wish I did it differently. I beat myself up a lot. And it really took for one of my best friends, my dude, to call me and say, bro, I've been wanting to tell you this for a long time. I need you to find a way to give yourself grace. Mm. Like, you do not give yourself enough grace. And I've never heard him talk to me this way. And it was like he was afraid, because I think he understood how severe the circumstances were for me to get to the point where I have gout and it's due to stress. He's like, your life is on the line here. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to see something happen to you. And I have watched you for years just not give yourself grace at any point in life. And it's literally going to be a life-saving thing if you do. So my mind is now trying to focus on literally just allowing things to be as they are, not stressing over things I can't change, and just letting things go by the wayside, and everything will be fine. It'll work out the way it's supposed to. Because if I don't take that approach to life, yeah, I could be in some serious trouble.
So it's not so much as far as like your plate is too full, you're trying to do too much. It's just like when life happens, and it does, how you're going to handle it rather than adjusting what you're doing now.
I think my plate being too full is a part of it. Mm-hmm. I also feel like that's everybody's life sometimes, you know, but I think learning how to ask for help when I need it, or learning to at least let people help when they want to. I think little things, making those little adjustments, and then just in the end, life is short, you know, we're all going to die one day, as you always say, Bert, right? And it's like, I don't want that day to be any sooner than it has to be. So ultimately, I think it was, I'm looking at it at least as a reminder of just how short this life is and how quickly things can change, because that came from out of nowhere. I thought I was like the healthiest guy moving, and I'm not. So it's caused me to look at things a bit differently.
I don't know if this helps at all or not, but the easiest way and the best, most effective way for me to de-stress is brown liquor.
and seafood? Yeah, seafood too. I'll get that stress out of there. The liquor will be fine.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.